music, radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half-truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Adams is on. Well, good afternoon, everyone, ladies and gentlemen. Rick Adams with you today. And today is the 22nd of July, 2017. And we're going to have Art back with us this week after his hiatus last week. In the meantime, just a word, before he joins us, that, we have survived another week and another day and another hour, and here I am. And I didn't think I would be all ready to go this afternoon, tidying up after some electrical work done at the house, and it had to be done. It wasn't really major, but it did illuminate me a lot because I have more light. I have more light now, and I do need more light. Because my diabetic retinopathy issues, I certainly can use more light when I'm reading something. Now, when I'm out on the road, it's a whole different category. You know, it's one of those things where too much sunlight is really not good, and it's blinding. I don't like the sun anymore, or the father of lies in this world. Well, in any event, speaking of the father of lies, I was in the book of Joshua now, ending that book very shortly. And Joshua, or Yahshua, of course, is one of, as you know, one of the main, if you will, spokesmen and servants of the Lord following the death of Moses in the wilderness and in the land of Canaan. And it's a pleasure reading about how faithful Joshua was. I think he, in some ways, more so than Moses, who was the first to lead the people out of the darkness of the curse of the Pharaoh in Egypt. But nevertheless, both servants of God, and Joshua was, well, he was quite an honest, obviously, and faithful servant to the point where he really didn't mess around with unruly Israelite people. So they were getting a little restless again, and they were fighting each other over their own lots when they would conquer the land of Canaan, which God said he would give them. And it's a lesson for today. Joshua, we need a Joshua today. Instead, we have a Trump. We have a trumpet. And trumpets, you know, are very significant at this time in our nation and world's history and current state of events. Well, because as we know, the sixth trump spoken of in the scriptures in Revelation is an indication of Satan's appearance on the scene as the man of peace, the man of God, Satan coming as Jesus. And the seventh trump will be the real Jesus when he takes him down. And that begins the 1,000-year reign with Christ, with the new Levitical priesthood coming out of its shell and doing its job, teaching the nations and tongues of the world about the salvation of Christ. Well, so today, we look at what's going on around us, and more than ever, folks, I find that people are searching, they're groping, they're complaining, they're murmuring more now than they've ever murmured before, because they're not satisfied, aren't they? They are not happy. For a variety of reasons, and their plight is one spoken of in the Old Covenant, in the first five books, in Leviticus particularly, and again in Deuteronomy. Those parallel chapters of Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 28, the blessings and the curses are coming. Well, we've had the blessings for a long time. You know, we've enjoyed the blessings of what was America over the century and or so ago, and what has become America with a K, a kosher K, so to speak, And now we're experiencing the curses. All the preachers, you know, who tell us that if we just stood by that tiny little state in the Middle East that calls itself Israel, all of our curses would be converted into blessing. Well, doesn't seem like that's happened, does it? Seems just the opposite has happened. So somebody's lying to us. Somebody is not telling us the truth as to who the real Israel is and who the fake is. And the American public and the world's public, Europe and South Africa, as we saw last week, all over this planet, people, God's people, are in a state of stupor. They are just totally befuddled. They don't know what to think. Their heads are up in the air and their eyes are closed and they're groping in the darkness with no compass. Well, that's as it should be. Many have complained over the years, and, you know, in my program here in 14 and a half years or so on RBN has been a very interesting odyssey. We have seen many people over the years have this plan of action and that plan of action, and we're going to do this and we're going to do that. it hasn't happened for a reason, folks. You know, I just spoke to a man the other day who's familiar with our work, and he listens in and watches the videos on YouTube and my program, The Deadly Experiment, by the same name, on local public access television. And he said, you know, I used to try to fight all of this, Rick, and I used to try to, you know, like expose it and tell people about it. And then I realized, he said, that was wrong. And so he told me why. And he said to me, he said, I realized that by doing that, I was fighting against God. So he went on. He said, yeah, he said, I'm trying to fight something that God has given this world over to. You know, God has sent strong delusion that people would believe a lie. He has sent it as a judgment and a punishment for their sins, for their wickedness, and most of all, for their disobedience and idolatry. They're worshiping another nation, another gospel. They're worshiping another God. And now he sent them this delusion. So what happens? They can't pay their bills. They can't afford that which they're in debt to. Again, be the lender, not the borrower. And here they are, the borrower. They're borrowing to the point where, of course, they obviously cannot repay. And so there are bankruptcies and all kinds of ways around the system because they are suffering the curses. That's why. And so he was right. This guy said to me, he said, you know, that's where I'm at now. And I said, you're absolutely right. That's exactly where we should be now. We should be in the position where we know the outcome and we know what's going to happen. But what we need is to expose the evil, bring about opposition to it in terms of getting out of the system, boycotting it, calling a spade, if you will, talking about these facts, bringing attention to those who understand, who are called of God. And you know what? Let him deal with the rest. God's going to deal with it. But you know what? Our blood is not on their hands and their blood is not on ours. In other words, we're not responsible. All we can do is do what God has commissioned. He told the prophets to warn the people what was coming, and they did that. Now, we're not prophets today. We're just messengers reading what the word says. The word is complete. We're not to add to or subtract from it. So all we're doing is trying to tell people, hey, have you dusted that book off that shelf lately and opened it up a little bit? And they say, what book? And they don't even have a book, the Bible. And if they do, no, it's not only collecting dust, but they can't even find it. You know, it's like that, the book, you know, in the time machine when the Eloi showed showed George the books that they have in the book library, and they fell to pieces. The books just fell apart, you know, and so he said, what have you done? Thousands of years of building and rebuilding to let it crumble to dust. Well, that's exactly why we are going through this phase now. So we're not to lose heart. We're to be enjoying the ride. We're to be having a good time. We're to be exposing evil and bringing the knowledge of the truth to the world. Because let's face it, country-wise, there is no country left. We are at the death throes of the end of an empire. that started a long time ago, and we brought about the destruction of many people, millions of lives, unto communism in World War One and Two, and now, of course, we're reaping it ourselves. So let's face it, folks, we can survive individually, and we can take a stand instead of a fall, and that's where we should be. And on that note, welcome back to our guest and our great confidant. I call him Art from Philly. Hello, Art.
Hello, Rick, and welcome back to the show for all the RBN user, listeners. And sorry to hear about your situation there. Hopefully things will improve for you.
Which one now? You're talking about my vision?
Yes.
Oh, they have. They have improved tremendously. This is another miracle. But, you know, it's just par for the course, you know. You know, let's face it. Paul the Apostle was like 70% blind when God was using him. And God wouldn't heal him. You know, he wouldn't heal him completely because he wanted to keep him humble before him. And I think that's the key, is that Jesus didn't heal all the apostles and all those who were sick. He did it according to God's will. So I'm happy to be here. I'm glad you're back. And well, I guess a lot of things that we would consider to be fluff, but the media considered to be important this week have happened. And of course, you know about this administration in Washington now seeming to be teetering on its own capsizing with the resignation of Sean Spicer. And it's interesting who's replacing him, an old Trump buddy and donator. He's also a big, big Democrat. And his name amuses me, Art, Scaramucci. You know Scaramucci, the character in the French plays in the movie in 1952 with Stuart Granger? He was a clown. He was a performer and a coward on stage. So I don't know if there's any more significance to this or not, but I thought I'd start off by just asking you, what do you think is really going on?
With respect to that, I think he's feeling a lot of pressure from the Democrats, which and also Republicans, that he's standing up against some of the Zionist agenda, and they're really pushing hard back on him. Just right before I started the show, I was driving past my town here, and this lady has a sign on there. Front yard, stop Trump, stop the Russian invasion. You know, it's like, come on. All right, and then it's also, the Obama signs with the hatred. And then as I'm also walking past, I see a newsstand where they have a newspaper, a local paper here. And it says, stop hatred, we're fighting hatred. And I still remember I went to Abington Township, and I said, you know, there's no place for hate programs, nothing but a front for organized crime. We'd never do that to you. We'd never bring it in. Call them up later. Oh, we're registering you as a hate criminal. You're now registered with the ADL because you pointed out that they're part of organized crime, the Chicago Syndicate. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, yeah. And you know, they've never taken your name off that list, I gather.
Oh, no. I get calls all the time. The recent ones, they tried to send up some scam emails, making it look like it's from, I think, the University of Louisiana. And here it is, they forgot to take off the .il on the end there, which means it came directly from Israel, from Tel Aviv. And then I get phone calls also from down there, from Louisiana. And, you know, it happens every day. It happens, you know, at the same time. They use different phone numbers all the time. And it's obvious to me they're calling from Israel using American numbers to proxy who it is. Uh-huh. So once you get on that national database, so you check on it every day, how do they do it? It's real simple. They have they control Amdocs, which is the billing system. So by controlling the billing system, as soon as they make a phone call, it registers the location of that phone number they're calling, whether it's a cell phone or a landline, and then they know exactly where you are. So that's how they track you day by day.
Well, and that's the business they're in, is tracking, keeping tabs on people. You know, I see people, particularly the young, every day they cannot leave home. You know, it used to be do not leave home without your credit card. You know, it was Carl Malden, the actor that did that commercial. And, you know, it's now don't leave home without your Android or your cell phone. And people are glued to it all day and all night. And this is a cause for many accidents, as you know, many tragedies, and on it goes. But the reality is they do not realize that which they have become dependent on will be removed from them at a single moment's notice, and they won't even know that it happened until they find themselves without any compass, because now they're dependent on this digital technology. And years ago, we didn't have it. And quite frankly, we didn't need it. As far as I'm concerned, it is good to have for some, but it is also more dangerous to have as a society as a whole because of where it leads and how it can be used to control people. I understand why we have it. You know, I understand that it plays a role in this police state, but they don't know that one attack, one shutdown by an EMP is going to end all of their communications and everything they have. They don't think about those things. You see, Art? Not aware of it.
I was actually living at a time when we did have civil defense, and now we have absolutely nothing. And, you know, I think we came pretty close very recently when Trump shot down that Israeli warplane, that he just basically wanted to sit back and see what would they do, and played Russian
Israeli warplane? Now, what are you talking about, Israeli? You mean the Syrian?
The Syrian warplane.
Syrian, yeah. That'll be the day when he'll shoot down an Israeli.
That's exactly
I knew that was a Freudian slip there. Yeah,
right. So, and there's been a lot going on back here. For instance, we now have an interim district attorney for the city of Philadelphia. And guess who it is? Lynn Abraham.
That's right? Who I thought of.
Right. And who was she backed by to become there? The old Richard Sprague, the co-author of the single bullet theory for JFK. So those two clowns are still around. Mm-hmm. Then I was looking at, I'm basically fighting the smart meter issues. So I said, okay, you know, there's some issues here. So I just happened to look. And it says, how do you fight organized crime in Pennsylvania? You look at the Organized Crime Strike Force. And whose names appear right at the top? The Pennsylvania Attorney General, Josh Shapiro, who basically screams at me saying he supports the Anti-Defamation League hate laws, just like Lynn Abraham was the executive director. So who's watching organized crime in Pennsylvania? The same Chicago Syndicate Kosher Nostra that basically needs to be prosecuted. You know, it's just so ridiculous.
Well, there really
right.
It's far from worse than they create a problem, and then they come along and offer their, you know, condolences and their help. You know,
right?
The deep state is just everywhere, and you know, you don't hear about it much. You know, you don't hear about much about you know, Snowden, and yet he's released another several thousand pages of his, you know, findings and his extractions and so forth. But it's sort of buried in all of this propaganda about Trump and Russia. And it's all for a reason, I understand.
Mm-hmm. Right. Now, what's ridiculous about Trump and Russia is, I mean, there's almost no evidence on that part that he did anything there. But there is tons of evidence that Hillary Clinton, with her email server, and Anthony Weiner, human habiting, that they basically had her dead cold, having top secret information from the U.S. Department of State on her unclassified systems. If that was anybody else, they'd be thrown in jail right now, locked up the rest of their lives. Okay.
Well, but somehow that's the Obama administration itself.
Yeah.
I mean, he doesn't have clean hands at all. And this is why, you know, the real issue about all of this nonsense is not sanctions. It's why were the sanctions put in place, and why did we have sanctions on Russia, and why did we have sanctions on Iran and on Syria and so forth? Because Israel runs the show, the state, that is, the so-called state of Israel, and the mafia, the Cosa Nostra, want to create the conditions that will lead up to this worldwide conflict with Russia and Iran. This is what it's all about. It's about nothing else, as far as I'm concerned.
Right, and I agree with you. I actually, you know, I came up looking at these issues from organized crime, and I found in the end that there is no difference between what we call the Chicago Syndicate Mafia and the Cosa Nostra and the central bankers. That's one in the same group. I'm looking, you know, it's like people looking at an elephant with a pair of blinders on, you know, looking at three different sides of the same object.
Yes, sir. All right. Well, here we are. We're on today, and we're on the air by Skype somehow. Amen. We'll come back with Art in Philly, folks. Stay tuned.
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide, foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
All right, we're back, folks. Rick Adams Uncensored on RBN. And as you heard, you know, if you can support RBN and these voices, then if God lays it on your heart, then certainly do it. You know, help out. And Art, you know, there are so many things that I have to bring up. Later on, I'm going to get into more detail about what's going on with this administration and how it is being brought down little by little, as it was, I believe, intended to be brought down from the beginning. But I did want to mention our dear friend, and as Lying Lester on NBC would call him, the beloved senator from Arizona, John, son of Cain, McCain. And certainly it is not very good news for him, you know, with the diagnosis of a brain tumor and a malignancy there. And quite frankly, we were watching this for some time now, suggesting that he may have had exactly what they claim they diagnosed, or, you know, for a variety of reasons. And I certainly do not diminish his previous role in Vietnam, because, quite frankly, that's not my business to do. I do question, however, and I do ponder some of the things that John McCain in the past may have done while he was in Vietnam for those years in a prisoner of war camp, and whether or not he was totally put in office by the mob, and as it was in the 1980s. He's been there for over 30, I believe 30-something years now, about six terms, in service to the CIA Mossad. What compromises he may have given, I don't know. It has been cause for speculation for a long time. Nevertheless, with this diagnosis, despite his saying he would come back to the Senate, I think, you know, he could wind up like Ted Kennedy again, or, you know, the vice president's son, Biden's son, with this diagnosis. In any event, looking at Arizona now, his challenger, the woman in the past, ran against him, is already calling for him to step down and step aside. So I don't know. What are your thoughts about McCain? Certainly his diagnosis is sad news, but what do you think now will happen in Arizona with that seat?
Well, I think it's going to be, there's definitely going to be competition for the seat. I'm not in Arizona, so I can't speak as an expert in Arizona politics. Somebody down there would need to do that. But I could say this, it's good riddance. You know, you want to talk about who has the blood of people on his hands. I mean, he's one of the biggest hawks there, head of the Senate Arms Committee. And he's ready, you know, he's the one who came up with bomb Iran. You know, this guy has absolutely no scruples about basically killing people and using our defense forces for reasons that are not justified to protect this nation. And he is married into the mafia, okay? And he's a major player in the job outsourcing and the uncontrolled immigration in this country. That's what I don't understand, is why the people of Arizona are talking about protecting the border and they keep this criminal in there.
And that's a good question. Why do you think that is the case? Do you honestly trust the electioneering in Arizona any more than you trust it in Philadelphia or, for that matter, Pennsylvania?
No. I try. It's just, it's, you know, basically, it's pretty corrupt down there and it's very corrupt up here. I'm sure it's, you know, I don't think there's that much of a degree of difference. But
you might as well bring back, what was it, Dennis DeConcini, was it there?
Dennis Kucinich, yeah.
No, and DeConcini going back a number of years. Also there was Domenici, Senator Domenici, I think was from Arizona, if I'm not mistaken. But they, I don't think they could hold a candle to the shenanigans that that Mr. McCain has engaged in for some time now.
Right. Personal feelings I have is good riddance. I think there's someplace very hot and warm waiting for him as soon as he's does his tenure here on this planet.
Well, you know, it's hard to feel sorry for him. It's interesting to see the media already, you know, eulogizing him and just heaping praise upon him the way they have. It's like an open signal. You know, that, hey, he's our guy. He's intel. He's the media mob. You know, he's the military. He's all of these things. You know, the military, industrial, media, political complex. He represents it. He's the epitome of it. And he has done well. He has done well with Lindsey Graham, his lover there on the other side, and others in the Senate, the hardliners, who are just par for the course, my friends. All right. We'll come back and we're going to open up the line as well. Beyond Card.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman App at appsapart.com. That's APPSAPART.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
The New World Order Thought Police are on the run, because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Well, thank you all for joining us today. We are here, and Art is with us. We're just going over some of the spoon-fed minutia that we get on a daily basis. You know, the biggest stories are international right now. They're monetary. They're issues that we have talked about I don't know how many times on these programs. And they never go away because they are the key to the end prophecies of this time. I want to get into Jerusalem particularly and what's been going on there in the old city of Jerusalem. The skirmishes at the temple and Allah Mosque, you know, the Allah Mosque, which, of course, is the holy site to Muslims. And particularly the implementation of what they call body scanners and these checkpoints that they want even for the imams and others to the worshipers to enter in to their mosque. The Israelis would love to be able to impose that upon them. And they're saying, no, we don't want to go through metal detectors and scanners and pat downs and so on and so forth because of incidents that are reported by the media but are not accurately described. You know, for instance, this so-called Palestinian that launched forward and killed a couple of Israeli policemen, we're told, was what then brought about an additional response by the government there, which we know the Netanyahu criminal regime is out to do. It has to do it. You know, these are prophetic events. They want to reunite the whole city, and they need to take that site and have their master, Lucifer, when he comes, to be able to be there in the temple, his temple, I believe. And all of this is a forerunner. What they have been going through for a long time now has been this Temple Mount faithful line. And they've been marching, and you remember it really was notoriously talked about, even in the press, when Sharon was the prime minister, and how he led thousands, I think at least 1,000 at one time, of these Orthodox Jews to the Mount. And it was very threatening. It was very, violence-creating, oriented at that time. And this has never abated. It hasn't been reported much in the media. It has been relatively quiet. But this is highly significant, and it has received, of course, only very scant attention in the press. Now, I know that, you're basically familiar with the geopolitics there, but what you have, is something that I think you might want to amplify your own opinions on, but I think is highly significant in terms of a major religious war taking place there right now.
I agree. If they replace the Church of the Dome with an Israeli synagogue of some type, I think they're going to ignite a holy war throughout the entire Arab Middle East. And I think they'll have virtually every country surrounding them, Arab countries surrounding them as an enemy. So if they want to do something that stupid for one basic building, it's a very important building, but they want to sacrifice and put that kind of risk of life to both the Arabs and the Israelis for that one building is absolute stupidity and the point of insanity. But that's
what about those in America, these billionaires that are behind this movement, the Temple Mount movement, and these Orthodox Jews? You can name a few. We've named them many times. Sheldon Adelson is probably at the top of the list.
Right. I would put him at the top of the list. But there's others, Mr. Rubenstein of the Carlyle Group, the Bloomberg, the Braffmans. But what they could do is result in having us fight a proxy war for them and bleed this country down. And we may end up like Venezuela when that's all said and done, or even worse, where we're overrun by a foreign power. So,
well, that's the flashpoint is Jerusalem. And then right now, Trump has made the statement that he's not prepared to initiate the move now as president to move the embassy there, even though the Congress, the Senate, has voted, I believe, 95-0 in 1995. I think it was like 90 or 95-0 to approve of such a move, showing who controls Congress, as Pat Buchanan always said, Israeli-occupied territory, So if, in fact, a series of events now would take place very shortly, and Mr. Trump announces that we're going to have peace in the Middle East above all else, that we will move the embassy to Jerusalem. That is a major, major, major cornerstone of what is to come.
Right, I agree.
And we'll signal the rest of the nation, you see?
Right. Outside of controlling our government economy, what does Israel really have to offer this country? I can't see that much.
I think they offer a couple of basic things, death and taxes.
Yeah.
They certainly have increased the funeral home business.
Okay. Also, I wanted to, if we do have a chance, I want to talk about how Agenda 21 is actually playing out with smart meters in my community.
And let's get to it right now. Let's get to it now, because I have so many other things.
Okay. What's happening here in Pennsylvania, in southeastern Pennsylvania, under control of the Philadelphia Electric Company, part of Exelon, is they're using a state legislation called Act 129 to force all the people who have electric meters to get the new smart meters, which are dangerous as heck. The companies lied to the Public Utilities Commission on the public safety. They've burned down homes. They've killed people. And they presented three products they were going to install, and all three of them have done this. So now they're virtually towards the end parts of putting these meters on the people's properties, and I'm fighting it. So I did some research on it. Okay, so once upon a time, there was this little company called Vivendi. which was owned by the Bruffman Crime Syndicate, just like they owned DuPont. Mm-hmm. And what happened is they got busted up, and Charles Messner and Edgar Bruffman Jr. became convicted felons. So what happens next is they sell part of the Vivendi Power Systems for about $680 billion, I believe it was, to Exelon Pico. And then Pico gets merged into Exelon, which is a Chicago-based power utility company. Who did that? It was our state senators, none other than Vince Fimo, convicted felon now. And the other guy was who wrote this legislation was Pennsylvania State Senator Tommy Tomlinson of the Bucks County Republican Party. He now heads the Consumers Affairs Committee for the Pennsylvania Senate, preventing anybody from appealing and having any justification not to be forced to put these death traps on their properties. Now, on the House side is State Representative Mr. Gottschall, and I actually talked to him about these issues. So lo and behold, I found out he got reelected by the Bucks County Republican Party. And who is actually backing him up? He's backed by the Bucks County Republican Party. In the past, he was one of the senior board members of the Annenberg National Constitution Center, and he's right up there in the neighborhood with that convicted felon, none other than Robert Asher, who runs the Pennsylvania National, who's a national committee man for the Pennsylvania Republican Party. And he stands there as sits on top of the House Committee for Consumer Affairs and lets people's houses get destroyed and does absolutely nothing. Absolutely interesting to see how cozy this whole situation is. Now, the next one is they're trying to do is put water meters, smart meters, on our properties. And again, who's doing that? They're using an installer out of New Jersey, near Atlantic. I think it's actually Ocean City, New Jersey, who's doing it on behalf of the Dover Water Company out of Delaware. Now, who controls Delaware? None other than the Bruffman Syndicate through controlling DuPont. And you then follow that trail up, and now you look at who's ahead of the Annenberg National Constitutional Center. It's none other than Joe Biden. They get the full circle from start to finish there. Plus, they got Josh Shapiro as the Pennsylvania Attorney General for organized crime prosecution.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Right, so it's absolutely interesting when you're talking with RBN about these issues, how you can see the full circle and what they're actually doing. And
It is amazing, isn't it? This little sewing circle, you know, and it's the same names, the same people all the time.
Right. Another big player in the National Constitution Center now is Carl Rubenstein, you know, the Carlyle Group. How interesting. So, so who are you going to appeal to? You appeal to the Public Utilities Commission that's on the take, and, you know, it doesn't work. So eventually what I have to do, and what I've already done, is you get a lawyer into the situation, and you start fighting them. Now, it's too expensive over an issue of a smart meter to spend tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars over that. So the idea is to, what they want to do is say, they call you up and say, oh, can we do an upgrade to the meter? Okay, by doing that, you legally provide legal consent. And by saying that, what will happen is you will be responsible for any damage that happens to the property as a result of it. A lot of the insurance companies, homeowners insurance companies, won't cover you if it burns the house down. So it requires the property owners to get more expensive homeowners insurance.
Yeah, they've got you coming and going, don't they? That's the routine.
Yeah, so it's absolutely fascinating by us, you know, doing the examination of these issues and seeing how Agenda 121 is actually playing out right here in my community and see how it's directly tied to these Zionists and the Bruffman Syndicate. Absolutely fascinating to see how they have the governmental side plus the fact they own Exelon. It's a Chicago-based business. I mean, how much more do you need to say about it? Who really owns who owns Chicago? Who's controlling Chicago? It must be it must be all those darn Italians out there, right?
I guess so. All those Syrians. You know, and I sent you an email. We've got an interesting similar situation here in my state, and you know, we've seen the same names pop up. We've got this woman governor who is our judge. She's our little Jezebel. You know, she's our Jezebel governor, Gina Raimondo, and her very name, Mondo, world, means world. She's a woman of the world. She is nothing but an investment banker. She's worked with and for Wall Street tycoons for a long time, became general treasurer, then moves into the governorship. She's been nothing but a train wreck for us. And that's good because now, you know, people are getting what they deserve. And she became governor in a three-way race in very, very small margin. And essentially, she is doing what the others could not do. Now, interestingly enough, under her watch, with all of the socialist legislation that she has proposed and signed into law, we have this Jason Fain, F-A-N-E, from New York. And he's one of the big real estate muckety-mucks. Now, he comes along with this abandoned land in Providence, which is at the waterside, the abandoning of land by the changing of the venues of the what is Route 195 off of, or not off of, but intersecting with Route 95, going from Providence to Massachusetts to Seekonk. Interestingly enough, this public commission has voted, basically, and are expected to vote again Tuesday evening on this developer, Mr. Fain, who wants to build this, you know, this single high-rise facility right there on that abandoned land, because the land, you know, has to go to somebody. They need to be able to raise taxes, right? They need to be able to garnish more in taxes so we can support the failing and crumbling public schools, the pensions, and so on. So guess what? He now is looking at approval for this high-rise, Wexford Estates, he's calling it. And guess what he's looking for? He's looking for a nice public taxpayer subsidy of $18 million. That's what he's claiming. You can double that figure by the time he's done. And you know what? Judging from all of these other failures and costly ventures in the state, one of them named 38 Studios, I wouldn't be surprised if he got it. And here we go again, the same routine over and over again. And I'm saying, great, it's good news. You're getting what you deserve. So this is a tower. This is a residential tower. And it's interesting because, you know, this seed line I'm talking about now, this, you know, this Keenite seed line, known as the Builder of Cities and Model Cities program. I don't know if you remembered in the 60s under Johnson, Kennedy and Johnson, the Model Cities program was another byproduct, adjunct of urban renewal. And guess who benefited from urban renewal? And guess who benefited from all the land condemnation? Huh? Guess who?
Yeah.
It was the same Cosa Nostra. So now they want to go in for another dip. And again, the stupid taxpayers will be called upon to subsidize. So this is the mafia. This is the other end of the mafia. They work in communities and states across the country.
Looks like we got, you got a bit, I don't hear you on this side. You're fading out.
Am I fading now?
Now you sound better. Okay. It must be those MDocs boys controlling Skype who were messing around with what we're saying.
We're used to it.
Right.
So, you know the drill, and you've got many projects, I'm sure, where you are, right? Same
thing. Yep. So, right. As a matter of fact, it was the home builders who are all, you know, going back to the 60s that were definitely owned by organized crime. And a big one of the top players was, in our area, the Barnes home builders, which after he passed
that
on Herbie in 2000.
Herbie Barnes's family?
Yes. And they came from Connecticut. They came down here, and they were the ones directly involved with the cover-up of the JFK assassination, the single bullet theory. And they taught the Specter family how to basically be real estate home builders through ownership of Ryan NVR Homes. And if you look at a stock symbol, NVR, they're over $2,200 a share for a single share of their stock, so they're doing quite well. So, it's interesting you brought up the thing of urban renewal and what I saw up here with the home builders being all tied in with the organized crime down here in southeastern Pennsylvania. So,
well, when urban renewal itself, I'm sure probably many of our listeners will recall it, urban renewal was a selling job of the Council on Foreign Relations and its ad council in America, as well as the Committee for Economic Development, CED. and I have the Dan Smoot reports where he exposed it in three parts. The whole urban renewal program was one big socialist endeavor, and it was the whole process of stealing land, private land, for public purposes that went right back into private hands, and the profits that were made by it through condemnation. You know, the whole business of eminent domain was misused, misapplied, and misinterpreted in order for them to do this, to get away with this condemnation of land. And, you know, 195 is not the only one, but Highway Interstate 95, particularly.
Yep, you're fading that again.
Mm-hmm. I'm fading again.
Flooded synthetic.
Hey, here it is. Time for a break. All right, we'll come back. You may join us. A lot of things. Rick Adams.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, back again, ladies and gentlemen, hour number 2 of this program, Rick Adams Uncensored on RBN. And we are going to, we'll continue with Art. We will take a call in a moment from Tom, who I think has a lot to say about this issue and contamination in home building and particularly the prefabs and so forth. But we'll also continue on a number of other important issues that are brewing now as we speak, not the least of which, of course, is so-called healthcare issue. We've chewed our meat on that one, Arndt, for a long time, and we've been warning people about what was to come. How Obamacare, as it's called, would not only never be repealed or reformed, as they say, but if anything, it will lead to a complete collapse of the entire medical system, which will enable the government to take over from the insurance company. People are going to welcome a single-payer, governmentally serviced system. That's what I am predicting, and I've been saying this since Obamacare came in.
Yeah, I can't disagree with you. I mean, it was designed to basically wreck the current privately run insurance healthcare system. So,
well, I mean, you know, the thing is that the disruptions are taking place are quite enormous for people, and we're not getting medical care, we're not getting health. What we're getting is death care, basically death panel care. This is what it's leading up to.
Right.
It's definitely not good. But in any event, go ahead, tell us a little bit more about your perception of it.
Well, if you look at health care, when it was basically ruled as a tax, and it's called the Obamacare Investment Tax, which affects anybody who has any real estate holdings beyond their personal house, which is in excess of $500,000. Any amount beyond that or any commercial property is subject to the 2.9% Obamacare tax. So just round it up to 3%, make it easy. So you sell a house worth it, sell property that's subject to Obamacare tax for $100,000, you pay $3,000 in Obamacare tax. That's how they pay for the health care. So later on, that same piece of property sells for $200,000. Again, you pay 3%, so that comes out to $6,000. So on the same property, through two real estate transactions, you've already paid in Obamacare $3,000 plus $9,000. So on a $200,000 property, it's no longer a 3% charge, it's a 4.5% charge. You do that through a couple transactions, it pretty much goes up to a 10% tax on real estate. That is going to kill the entire U.S. economy. And that's why you see the opposition from the people who are actually going to pay it. For instance, Donald Trump and the people backed him who own all these malls and everything else, they're having absolutely, they're opposing this because it's going to basically financially ruin them.
Sure. Well, that's obvious. Yeah, it's a given. But now, how is it going to affect the public? How is it going to affect you and me individually?
I think it's going to be detrimental to all of us. Okay, in this respect, that, like you said, it's going to be a death panel. It's a very
hey, hang on, Arndt. We're just going to start with hour number two right now, officially, and we'll take calls along the way. Tom, you'll be first, so we'll come right back, folks. Stay with us.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.